Brian available, please.
That's Brian speaking.
Brian, how are you? It's James calling from MMA Legal. You've requested we give you a call in regards to your compensation claim
for
Scottish redress from when you was in care when you was younger. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Brilliant. How are you? You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks.
Great. So, Brian, my name's James Thompson. I've been allocated your case file, okay? We're from MMA Legal Solicitors. We're one of seven allocated solicitors that have been chosen to do the Scottish redress claims on behalf of the Scottish Government, okay? Now, Brian, what I need to do, I need to go through a case report with you. It's going to take 5 to 10 minutes to complete. Then once I've completed that, I'm then going to let you know what's going to happen moving forward, okay?
That's fine, yeah.
Really, so I'll make you aware, Brian, the average compensation at this moment in time is roughly around about £45,000, okay? When the legal team do speak with you, they'll let you know exactly how much they're going in for and how long it's going to take, all right?
Okay, that's fine, eh?
Brilliant stuff, okay. So I'm just going to confirm with you, I've got Mr. Brian McLaughlin, is that correct?
Yeah, that's that.
Yeah. Bear with me a moment, Brian.
Sure.
Bring up your case file, all right. There will be a few questions I need to ask you. If none of them apply to you, you can just say, just move on, and we can just move on, okay?
Okay, no bother.
Just going to confirm the spelling of your surname. So I've got McLaughlin, is that right?
That's it, yeah.
Cheers, Brian. And confirm your date of birth for me, please, Bob.
So the 28th for the first 1960. 2801 1960.
No problem. Got an email address on the register as bmclaughlin180@outlook.com. Is that right?
Yeah, it's all small cases.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem. Best contact number we have for you ends in 248, and it's the one I'm ringing you off now.
Yeah, that's it.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, so I'm going to move forward now. I just need to confirm your home postcode, if you don't mind.
Yeah, it's G20, and it's 0JX.
0JX, and I've got, is it Cumlodden Drive, is that correct?
Yeah, 51B, yep. Cumlodden Drive.
51B, yep, no problem at all, that's fine. Okay, we kind of appreciate going back in relation to any sort of past experiences can be a little bit distressing. So I'll ask you a series of questions. You can just answer yes or no. We don't need much of an explanation. The reason why we ask these questions is because when the statements go over to the legal team will prepare a statement for you. They'll read it back to you. And if you're happy with it, you can process forward from that way. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yep, no problem at all. Okay, so I'm just going to open up your case file now for you. First question I need to ask you, Brian, do you have a terminal illness?
No.
Okay. Next, I have to place onto your case file a beneficiary or next of kin. Now, this is massively important because the compensation is such a substantial amount of money at this moment in time. They'll be going in for a claim over £10,000, okay? So we need to put on your report a next of kin or beneficiary. Now, this means if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving your payment and they couldn't pay out the payment to you, who would you like it to go to, Brian?
It'll be my daughter.
Your daughter.
Danielle's 40.
Yeah, that's fine. So it's Danielle?
Yeah.
And surname of Danielle?
It's McLaughlin. Same one.
Yeah, same as yours. Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. Bear with me a moment. We need to put on here as well. Now, she'll never be contacted in any way, shape or form regarding your claim. She'll only ever be contacted if anything did happen to you. And obviously, they couldn't pay the money to yourself. Do you have a contact number for Danielle?
2 seconds and I'll check it for you.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time, Brian.
Mental, I could remember the old numbers a way back years ago, the 946s, but I can't remember mobiles.
Honestly, yeah. It's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'd honestly, I think I'd be buggered me. If I was in the middle of nowhere and my phone wasn't working and I've come to a payphone, I don't know anybody's number. So, you had to memorise them back in the day, didn't you? Because you didn't really have a phone book on the phone.
There was only 7 digits to remember. So.
Exactly.
I'm trying. I've had this mobile phone for about 7 years and I still... I'm looking for, and I'm like, where the contacts? Sorry, I'll get to you. I will get it.
Take your time. There's no rush, Will. Take your time. Yeah, Brian, sorry.
Oh, here we go. Contacts, here we go. I'm talking to myself now, so it's fine. Daniels. Right, the mobile is 07
431 432 636 636. Okay. Like I said to you, Brian, she'll never be contacted if anything is happening to yourself, okay. Now, what I'm going to recommend for you, Brian, my name is James Thompson. I am your case handler, okay? So once we finish this call, if you'd like to save the number, if you do have any questions or you require any updates, you can always contact me back on this number Monday to Friday between 9 and 6 p.m., okay?
That's fine. That's great.
Brilliant stuff. Now, I'm going to go into care setting status now. So how old were you when you went into childcare, foster care, or any sort of childcare service?
It was actually... I went to be a Maris brother. I was going to be a brother. So it was in a place called Hetland, and I was 11 and 12. So that was 1971 and 1972.
Wow, okay, let me place that down. Give me a moment. And what was the place called, sorry?
Hetland, H-E-T-L-A-N-D. That's in Dunfree.
Was it a children's home, was it?
Yeah, it was actual school for people who were going to become priests. And my parents.
What area did you say it was?
It's in Dumfries, D-U-M-F-R-I-E-S.
Dumfries, okay, bear me just one moment.
Sure.
I'm just having a quick look on the records, okay? Bear me a moment.
Yeah. There was one called St. Joseph's as well. That was in Dumfries as well, but I was in Hetland.
He was in Hetland, okay. Yeah. Hetland House it was, wasn't it?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, I can see on the records here. Bear with me a moment.
All right.
Dumfries Council. There we go. I've got it. Give me just one moment. Place onto your record. Okay, so just save that there now. While you were at Hetland House, okay, they do need to ask you a few questions. They can be answered yes or no. The reason why we do that is because if you're around anybody and can't speak about anything, we just ask questions that you can answer yes or no, and it'll keep you within a comfortable environment, okay? Now, while at Hetland House, did you suffer or did you witness any sort of mental abuse?
Yes.
Okay. While you were at Hetland House, did you suffer or witness any physical abuse?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. When you were at Hetland House, did you suffer or witness any sexual abuse?
Yes.
Okay. Now, within your adulthood life, would you state that you suffer due to childhood trauma? Do you suffer from any mental health, anxiety, depression, PTSD, or trust issues?
Yeah, mental health.
Okay.
And trust.
And trust issues. Would you say you suffer with any sort of anxiety as well, Brian?
Anxiety is there as well, yeah. I suppose so.
Okay. What about now? Okay, I need to ask this question. Have you ever been on any medication?
No.
Like any antidepressants or anything like that?
Sorry, I've been on that.
You've been on, being on antidepressants?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I will let you make you aware as well, Brian. Now, the compensation, unfortunately, is not going to heal any scars from your past, but it may provide you with a brighter future, okay? Like I said to you, the average is around about £45,000. It can be more than that, all right? Now, what I'm going to do with just them questions that you've just answered, I've made notes of them. The legal team will prepare a statement for you, and then they'll read it back to you, okay? Mm-hmm. If you're happy with that, then you can just say, yeah, I'm happy with that. If you'd like to add anything, you can add anything. If you'd like to take anything away, you can take anything away. Okay. And the reason why we keep it as brief as we can is because it can be a little bit distressing. All right.
Yeah, okay.
What I'm going to do, basically, we try not to bring up the past. The past should stay in the past. But we do appreciate, obviously, for a lot of people, they have been through the mill, and with it being obviously distressing for them, we try and keep it as simple as possible. Now, a lot of people do say that's just how it was in the past. It shouldn't have been the way, because the correct protocols were never put in place. That's the reason why you qualify for the compensation now, Brian. All right.
Right, okay.
So, Brian, what I'm going to do to you, just while you're on the phone now, I'm going to get an authorization email out to you, and it'll come out as a text message and an email to state that you're happy with one of the legal teams to contact you to let you know how much they're going in for and how long it's going to take. Is that okay?
That's fine, yeah.
Yeah, bear me a second, bud. It's just a click sign document. Once again, it just states that you're happy with the legal team to contact you. With me being your case handler, I will be in contact with yourself throughout the process. If you got any questions or if there's anything you need to talk to me about, please do not hesitate to give me a call, Brian, okay? So that's been sent out through to you now. Can you just check if you've received that? It might come through as a text first, then an email second.
I've got the text, aye.
Yep, click on the text for me. Should be from MMA Legal.
Just is the number. Sorry, please sign. Aye, just click on that.
Yeah, click on the link for me, yeah.
Aye,
and it'll bring up the documentation page. You just keep scrolling down, and there'll be a part where it says sign. You just need to pop a squiggle with your finger. Don't worry about the signature. It'll never match up to your original signature because it's an electronic signature. It'll never match up. So it's basically just an authorization signature. And then there's a blue button underneath that says execute all documents. Can you see that?
Yeah, I've got that, aye. Well, my,
yeah, if you just click on that once you've done...
Your signature just went away there again. Hang on, I need to do it again, sorry.
Yeah, take your time.
Right, so that's that done.
Brilliant stuff. I'm just going to check that out for you, okay. Yep, that's fine, that's gone through. So that's authorization that you're happy, and the legal team, they're going to contact you within 7 to 14 days, okay. Now, last but not least, Brian, our administration team are going to send you a message out via the application WhatsApp now. Now, we need to put on your case file one form of ID and one form of proof of address, okay? Because the legal team are going in for a compensation payment over £10,000, they'll have to confirm that you are who you are, okay? Now, for proof of address, it can be anything from a bus pass, driving license or a passport or even a citizen card, and it has to be a letter from yourself, dated within the last 3 months it's been sent through to your address, okay? I'm going to place you on hold now for around about 60 seconds or so. I'll come back to you and that message should go through to you. Do you just, what do you have for proof of ID and proof of address, Brian?
For ID, I've got my passport.
Yep.
And for address, I've got that, and for my proof of address,
you've
I've
got any... Yeah, have you got any letters that have come through within the last 3 months?
I've got a letter for the hospital. I've got a couple of things going with the hospital now, so has that helped?
Perfect. As long as it's got your name and date on there and your address, that's perfectly fine. If you want to go and take quick pictures of them while I place you on hold, and I'll come back to you in a moment. When you take picture of them, all four corners have to be within the photo, okay?
Right.
So
the picture of the passport, sorry, just my picture and the number at the bottom.
Yeah, passport opened up, all four corners. And then with your letter, all four corners within the photo. I'll be back with you in a minute, Brian. Cheers. Cheers,
no bother. Right, cheers.
Hiya, Brian. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, aye.
Brilliant stuff. Administrations now have released a message to your WhatsApp. If you go on to your WhatsApp messages, you should have received a message.
I've got it, aye.
Brilliant stuff. If you just return your form of ID and proof of address to that for me while I'm just on the phone, that'd be great.
Yeah, okay.
Brian, just with that picture there, bud, are you able? It's because. What it is, because the corner's ripped on it, they won't accept
that
as a proof of address. Yeah, it's just, it's because it's a, because they're trying to put it through, because it's a legal case for you. We have to obviously try and get the appropriate information for the legal team, you see. So that passport's perfectly fine. I'll get that and save to your case file now. Give me a moment. Yeah, that's fine. Take your time. If you can make sure all four corners are in the picture of the letter as well, that'd be great.
Aye, the letter's just regarding saying that one of my benefits had finished. Is that all right? Or?
Honestly, no, yeah, it doesn't matter. We've had people sending letters from Bingo, from Tesco. As long as it's got your name, address, and a date on there, honestly, the other information's irrelevant. Don't worry about that, bud.
Did that one go through if I said that?
Not received anything yet, Brian.
Got it now.
Take your time.
I think it's that one. You can see I'm not very good with the camera.
No, honestly, do not worry about it. That's fine. February, March, April. Yep, that's fine. 3rd of February is fine. March, April is 2 months. It's perfectly fine, that. That's fine. What I'll do, I will get that attached to your case file for you now. Brilliant stuff. So there you go. So that's attached to your case file. Last but not least, Brian, I just need to confirm. Family tree. Just for the record, I need your parents' names, please.
Yeah, my dad was called, I'm just trying to remember it was on the buff lines, Patrick.
Go on.
Patrick McLaughlin.
Yep.
Did you see date of birth?
No, yeah, we don't need date of birth. No, we don't. It's literally just for record purposes. That's all that is. Give me a second.
Sorry.
It'll be a moment. Brian, just give me one moment. It is literally just for the record, just because if the legal team are doing their searches on yourself in regards to when you was younger, they'll just need the correct correspondence to match up. That's all that is. Okay.
My dad was Patrick. My mum was Grace.
Yep.
Grace McLaughlin.
Grace McLaughlin. Yeah, that's fine. We just put Grace on there.
Do you want her maiden name with that? No, it would be Brendan McLaughlin anyway.
No, honestly, he's perfectly fine. As long as the parents' names are just on there, they'll be able to trace that, even if they've been married or anything like that. Okay. Now, last but not least, I'm going to put on your report for your security as well as our security. We're basically, what we do, we put a password on your case file. So if you receive a call from anybody and they say, we're dealing with your Scottish redress claim, all you need to say is, have you got my password? If they don't tell you the right password, then obviously you've put the phone down and nothing to do with your case, okay? So what would you like your password to be? It can be anything.
My daughter's name, Danielle.
Yep. Danielle?
Okay. Aye.
Yep, I put Danielle down. So only you, me, and the legal team will know that. Nobody else will know that. So it gives you a bit of security moving forward. Is that okay?
That's fine, yeah.
Brilliant stuff, Brian. So do you have any questions at all?
No, as for the date I gave you, the day, they just check that I was there and whatever, I take it, aye. So what happens now, does your admin or the legal team, do they check the dates and whatever and check?
So what will happen, we're going to put your case through to redress. They'll come back with an application number. We'll attach the application number to your case file and get you transferred through to the legal team. Roughly we take, we say between 7 and 14 days, but it can be within the next 3 or 4 days. Okay. Once I do that, I'll ring you back up. I'll get you transferred through to the legal team. They will let you know how long the process is going to take and how much they're going to be going in for. Okay. Any questions regarding records, you're probably best asking the legal team and they'll be able to
answer
them for you.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Anything else, Brian?
Sorry, what was in James, what's your last?
Thompson.
Yeah.
Thompson. Yeah. T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
So I must put your name on this number.
Yeah, it's no problem. That's fine. James Thompson, MMA Legal.
Okay.
So like I said, I am your case analyst, so you will be hearing back from me. If you require any updates, just give me a call or drop me a message. I'm always on hand between 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday.
No bother, that's great.
Great stuff. That's everything, Brian. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
And
absolutely no problem at all. Give me a shout if you need anything, Brian.
You made it a bit earlier, a bit easier than what I thought it was going to be. So
honestly, Brian, if you had a pound for every time you heard that, the reason why we do it is because we totally understand that it can be so distressing. The past, obviously, people want it to stay there. They never want it to come back again.
It took me a long time even to contemplate this, to be honest with you,
totally understand where you're coming from, but with the compensation, with the average being £45 a pound, that is a lot of money to some people.
Definitely.
People have got family or they've got children, it can secure their future. Yeah, it should never have happened in the past, but unfortunately we can never heal scars, but we can always try and provide a bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly. So here's
hope. Days.
Right, okay, and thanks again.
Have a nice weekend, bud.
You too. Bye-bye. Right, bye.